Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman of Zugasa Mar Siyata V'Chayit Chalatayim. They should be given with Asachat Tzlacha and Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Zela, and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zecher to find Rezivik Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Vav continues talking about laning B'Chanukah B'Nasiyim. On Chanukah we read about the Nasiyim, meaning the Karbanos that they brought for Chanukah Samizbeach. And that's because we know that Chanukah was when the Chanukah Samizbeach was as well. So we read from Parshas Nasiyim, Vapurim V'Yav Amalek. On Purim we read about Amalek. That's because Haman was from Amalek and his downfall was on Purim. Barashe Chadashim and Rosh Chodesh, we read from Barashe Chachechem. But Mamadeis, other Mamadeis, from Maisabracious, we read from Maisabracious. But Tanius, on fast days, Brachos of Klalois, we read from Parshas Bechukosai about the Brachos and Klalois. And that's to remind us that bad things and calamities happen to Klal Yisrael because we do what's wrong, and if we would do tshuva and fix up our ways, we would have only Bracha. And the Mishnah clarifies, in Mafsikim Beklalois, we don't stop in the middle of the Klalois and call up another Ayla. El Echad Karyas Kulon, one person is going to read all them. Now, on to regular laning days, Bashenu Vachamishu Vashabbos Mincha, on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha time, Karin Kesidron, we read like the regular order of the Parsha, meaning whatever Parsha it is that week. That does not count as part of the Cheshbin. We know that Shabbos in the morning, when we start laying the Parsha, we start from the beginning of the Parsha, even though we read it Shabbos Mincha time on Monday and Thursday. Now the Mishnah clarifies, why is it that on Yomim Tovim, in special days, we're going to stop our regular schedule of laying and read about that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vaydaber Moshe's Me'ad Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, Moshe spoke over the Me'adim of Hashem to the Bnei Yisrael, and what does this tell us? Mitzvah and Shu Karin that the mitzvah is we should read about each ma'id, each yomtif, in its proper time when that yomtif comes. And moving on to Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph. Hakar Sa Megillah, one who's reading the Megillah, Oimed V'yoshev, he could either be standing or sitting, as opposed to reading from the Torah, we know the Baal Kari has to be standing. Kura Echad, if one person read the Megillah, Kura Shnayim, if two people read the Megillah, Yetzo, they're Yaitse. Now, even though we usually know that Trei Kailei Mishtamai, that two voices cannot be heard, you know that when two people are talking at the same time, your mind goes crazy, and you're not able to listen to either of them, and it's the same thing with laning, we can't have two Baalei Kari, because a person's not going to be able to focus on what they're saying. However, Megillah, since it's Chaviv, it's so beloved, we will be able to focus, and that's why even if there's two Baalei Kari for the Megillah, a person's going to be Yaitzeh. Continuing, Makam Shenagu Levarech Yevarech V'Shalai Levarech Lo Yevarech. If it's a place where there's a minig to make a bracha on the Megillah, so we make the bracha. If there's a place where there's a minig not to make the bracha, so we don't make the bracha. Now, this is only talking about making a bracha at the end of the Megillah, but of course, in all places, one has to make a bracha before laying the Megillah, and there's actually three brachas. That's Al Mikra Megillah, Sha'asa Nisim, and Shechianu. The Mishnah continues talking about regular laning, Bashenu V'Chamishu, Bashabbos V'Mincha, Karin Shloisha. On Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha time, we call three Olam up to the Torah. That's a Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Ein Pachsin Vein Masifin Alein. No reading less or adding more Aliyas onto that. And Vein Maftir and Benavi. We're never going to read Haftara on Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos Mincha time. And lastly, the Mishnah concludes HaPesach V'Chaisim B'Torah. The one that starts out and the one that concludes reading the Torah, Mevarch L'Fanel L'Acharel, they make a bracha before and afterwards. Now, this refers to the times of the Mishnah, where the first Ayla made the first bracha before reading the Torah, and the last Ayla, the Yisrael, he made the bracha concluding the Torah, and there was no brachas made in between. However, already in the times of the Gemara, they were masakin that every single Ayla is going to make both the beginning bracha and the end bracha. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continuing to talk about laning. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.